We spent the last 2 days visiting various temples in this temple city of Kanchipuram. And wherever we've gone, we have chanted the holy names and spoken some katha. Just, we'll go to one more place, one more Divya Desham, 15 kilometers from here, and that will be this yatra finished. Then we'll return to our respective places. Wherever you're staying, devotees have come from Salem, Vellore, Chennai. Devotees from Tiruttani left yesterday. Of course, I don't really have any place to go back to because I don't have any place where I stay, but I'm going to Vellore tonight. So we pray to the Lord who has manifested in so many different deity forms that you are all spiritually enriched by this visit. By visiting these temples, we should become spiritually enriched. Mostly people visit temples, it's almost like a kind of tourism. There are so many bus parties which tour around and visit many temples, which is nice. The people are pious and they like to visit temples. But when we visit with devotees who have dedicated their lives, or whose purpose of life is to surrender to Krishna, then we get the enrichment of that association. And then we realize what is the actual purpose of visiting these temples. Gauramara Jeshabasthane Karalo Bhamana Ronge Sheshabasthana Heribhavami Pranayi Bhakata Sange. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he desires to visit all the places that were visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Specifically, he says, I want to visit in the association of loving devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited so many Divyadeshams and Tirthasthalams when he was traveling throughout India, especially in South India. So, of course, he also visited here. So this is also, we say Divyadesham, but for the Gauriya Vaishnavas, it's even more important as Gaura Padankita Desha, the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed his lotus feet. Now, seeing all these temples, we can see that in the past, the people gave much importance to building tremendous temples. And these are really something very special and wonderful. Unfortunately, the temples nowadays, they're mostly not being maintained nicely, and even though many thousands of people are visiting, the condition of the temples in most cases is not very good. So one of the important duties of this Krishna conscious movement is to revive this godly culture throughout this sacred land of Bharata. That the people of this Bharata Varsha, they do not realize how great is their own culture. So the Krishna conscious movement is meant for waking the Indian people up. Jeev jago, jeev jago, gora chanda bole, koto nidra jao maya, pishachira kule. That coming to these temples, we should have the realization how great is the Lord and how it is our duty to surrender our life in His service. That there is nothing of any value but surrender at His lotus feet. If this realization comes, then our visit to the holy place is complete. By visiting these temples, we should have this realization that we also have to build a temple. Everyone has to build a temple. You may say, well, I'm only earning 2,000 rupees a month, so how can I build a temple? No, you all have to build a temple at least as good as this temple. Everyone has to build a temple in their heart. That means that we should make our heart completely pure and make our heart full of bhakti so that our heart is full of worship for the Lord. That is the meaning of a temple. The main meaning of a temple is not the architecture. the architecture is only an expression of our bhakti. But if there's no bhakti, then the architecture has no meaning. So the heart has to be pure, and then the Lord will be very happy to be worshipped in that temple. So if our hearts are pure with love for the Lord, then that will be the best offering to Him. Patrang pushpang palangto yang yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upaharitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. So out of all these things, which is the best thing to offer the Lord? The patra, the pushpa, the phalam, or the water? What do you think? Any suggestions? Yeah, with bhakti, that's the point. Otherwise, the Lord is not accepted. So we have to increase our bhakti by chanting the names of the Lord, associating with devotees, studying Srila Prabhupada's books. But the sankalpa should be there, that I must give this life to Krishna. That the purpose of my life is to satisfy Krishna. And if we have this inspiration and determination to serve Krishna, then others will also, they'll be inspired by that. Everyone in the material world is suffering. And especially in the modern age, in the name of progress, life is becoming more and more and more miserable. This is the so-called progress. So when people see that the devotees of Krishna are chanting and dancing and spiritually happy in Krishna consciousness, then people will want to themselves take part in this. So this is how to revive this great culture. How shall we do that? We shall do that beginning with ourselves. Bharata bhumite hoilo manusha janmaja janma shata kari karo pare upaka. We cannot benefit others unless we ourselves have something to give them. So let us make our commitment to Krishna consciousness very strong, and by doing that, we ourselves will feel that this is so wonderful that we must try to share this with others. We are asking you to take part in the preaching of this Krishna conscious movement. But actually, someone who's experiencing this Krishna bhakti and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then automatically they will want to communicate that to us. So in this sacred place, sanctified by the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so many great devotees since time immemorial, let us pray to the Lord for His mercy, that we may be fixed in His devotional service and do something to help His mission to spread that to others. The most important thing is to chant the names of Krishna. Kanchipuram is a place of sacrifices. Yajna is performed with mantras and offerings into the fire. In the Kali Yuga, the only yajna that can be fully successful is Sankirtan Yajna. So the Sankirtan Yajna, the mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
And we offer ourselves as the offering, our all very being, into the fire of the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasaha. So you're all very spiritually intelligent people taking part in this Sankirtan Yajna. There are many people who are PhDs who are spiritually not at all intelligent. But even if one cannot read or write, if he takes part in the Sankirtan Yajna, worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the holy names, he is the most intelligent person. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Prabhupada recommends that we get a PhD from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, it says from Ramananda Rai, but probably most of you don't know so much. You should know who is Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai has described what are the highest stages of bhakti. So you should know all these things gradually. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So we hope you are all very satisfied and inspired by this visit. Is it? Bangalore also. Devotee is here from Bangalore. I forgot to say. But they're all Tamils. They're exiles. Hare Krishna.
And that's the point of the